Today, we're going to wrap up our Red Sea rules
今天我们会讲完十条红海规则。
with number 8, 9, and 10.
是规则八、九、十。
And I want to tell you a story about my parents.
我想告诉大家一个关于我父母的故事。
Several years ago, we had to move my parents from their house into an apartment.
几年前我们要把父母从他的家里面挪到一个公寓里去。
Because they were getting older, they couldn't take care of themselves.
因为他们变老了，他们没有办法来再来照顾这个房子。
So my brother had a in-law apartment in his house.
所以我的哥哥有一个公寓在他自己的房子里。
So we had to reduce the things that they had from a whole houseful to one that would fit in an apartment.
所以我们需要把他们的财产减少了，从一个房子里的那么多的东西，减少到一个公寓所能承载的东西。
My mother had to reduce 10,000 photographs to one box.
我的妈妈必须要把1万张照片放到一个盒子里。
That was very difficult.
那是非常困难的。
My father had to reduce a whole workshop filled with tools to a screwdriver and a hammer.
然后他爸爸要放弃他满屋子的工具。
That was very difficult.
这也是很困难的。
What we did was we followed the rules of Marie Kondo.
他们根据Marie Kondo 这个人的规矩来做了一件事情。
She has three simple rules.
她有三个简单的规图。
If it produces joy, you keep it.
它会给你带来快乐吗？留着它。
If it doesn't, give it away or throw it away.
如果不是，就送出去或者扔掉。
And as I was helping my father go through his tools, I realized this is in my future.
当我在帮我爸爸整理他的工具的时候，我意识到这就是我的将来。
All the things that I have right now on earth, I will either give away or throw away sometime in the future.
我们现在所拥有的东西，总有一天是要送出去或者是扔掉的。
So that helped me to understand I need to be careful about what is my most valuable possession.
这就告诉我们，我们要非常小心，我们拥有什么。
So I want to ask you, what is your most valuable possession?
所以我想问你，你拥有最宝贵的财富是什么？
If you fill in this question, my most valuable possession is.
如果你让你来填空。
That is your treasure.
那就是你的宝藏。
That is what is closest to your heart.
那是你最在意的东西。
And I just want to make sure that you realize that everything that you could touch on this planet is a temporary treasure.
我只是想告诉你，在这个地球上，所有你能摸到的东西，都是你暂时的财富。
And when we go through difficult situations, what we call Red Sea situations, it gives us an ability to identify what our treasure is.
当我们经历红海禁域的时候，就是我们来分辨我们的财富是什么的时候。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, it says that our faith is our greatest treasure.
在彼得前书一章六到九节说，我们的信心就是我们最大的财富。
Look at the perspective that Peter has on the trials of life.
来看看彼得所拥有的这个视角吧。
He says, "In this you greatly rejoice."
他说，因此你们是大有喜乐。
As we go through Red Sea situations, there should be absolutely a joy that we're going through this to purify our faith.
当我们经历红海禁域的时候，我们是要在其中有喜乐的，因为我们会来更新我们的信心。
For a little while in life, we will have to suffer all kinds of trials.
在我们的生活中，我们必须经过各种各样的试炼。
But these trials come to give our faith an opportunity to grow and to mature and to become a true treasure.
这些试炼让我们的信心可以成长，让我们的信心变成真正的宝藏。
Red Sea situations are God's way of helping us to understand that faith is our greatest treasure.
红海境遇就是上帝帮助我们知道我们的真正的财富就是信心。
So as we wrap up our series on the Red Sea rules, let us refine and strengthen our most valuable possession, and that is our faith.
最后这三个规则将帮助我们完善和加强我们最有价值的财产，就是我们的信心。
Rule 8 is this: faith compels us to trust God to deliver in His own unique way.
规则八，信心就是相信上帝以他自己的方式救赎。
Put yourself in the Israelites' sandals for a moment.
让我们来想象一下以色列人当时的境遇。
For 470 years, you have been a slave in a country.
他们已经是奴隶470年了。
Then you see the power of God revealed in 10 incredible plagues.
然后他们看见了十灾中所彰显的上帝的能力。
And then God gives you a GPS, fire by day,or a cloud by day and fire by night.
然后上帝给了他们一个导航仪，就是云柱和火柱。
And the GPS brings you to the Red Sea.
然后这个导航仪把他们带到了红海。
And there you say, wow, the Red Sea is there, and oh no, here comes Pharaoh and his chariots behind us.
在那里你说，哦，红海就在前面了，但是法老和他的追兵上来了。
And there's no way out of this.
没有办法逃脱。
This is a hopeless situation.
这是那么的绝望。
So what do you do when you face these hopeless situations?
当你面对绝望的时候，你如何做呢？
Well, many times we put together a committee to figure a way out.
很多时候我们是组成一个委员会。
To come up with possible solutions.
来探讨可能的办法。
And if this is put into committee, I see that they would have three solutions.
如果是这样子的话，我想可能有三个办法。
One is they could fight the Egyptians.
一个是向以色列人征战。
Bring out their garden hose and the sticks that they found in the desert and fight the army.
用他们的园艺工具和他们在沙漠里看找到的树枝。
That's not going to work.
这样是不行的。
Another would be to build boats.
另外一个是来建造船。
So you could float across the Red Sea.
所以你可以逃到海那边去。
Not enough time.
没有足够的时间。
The other would be teach everybody how to run a marathon.
另外一个是教所有的人如何来跑一个马拉松。
And start running.
然后开始逃跑。
That's not going to work.
那也不行。
Any human solution to this is not going to work.
所有人能想到的办法都没有办法解决。
Then we see the uniqueness and the power of God.
然后我们看见了上帝的能力是那么的独特。
He says to an old man, I want you to raise your hands and your staff, and I'm going to show you a tornado.
上帝告诉一个老人说，你把你手中的杖举起来，然后就来了一场龙卷风。
And as Moses raises his staff, all of a sudden the waters of the Red Sea start to part.
当摩西举起他的杖的时候，红海就分开了。
What do you think about God's way of solving this problem?
我们来想想上帝解决的办法怎么样。
I like it.
我很喜欢。
I think it's a great way to solve this problem.
牧师觉得棒极了。
God has unique ways to solve problems that we can't even think about.
上帝有他独特的方式来解决问题，是我们想都想不到的。
That's actually His specialty.
这是上帝的独特能力。
A trivia question: When was the next time that we see fire and wind come together in the same spot?
有一个问题，我们在圣经里再次看到火和风，来到一起来是什么时候
？The day of Pentecost.
就是五旬节的时候。
where God started his church.
当上帝开始建立教会的时候。
And you're here today because of what God started 2,000 years ago.
我们今天都在这里是因为上帝在两千多年前设立了教会。
But God is still in the business of uniquely saving us.
上帝仍然以他独特的方式来解救我们。
A couple years ago, my son was selling this house.
多年前我的儿子在卖一个房子。
He was living in Shelton and they had three children and they needed to get a bigger house.
他们需要一个更大的房子。
So they put this house on the market and immediately someone said that they would purchase it.
他们把房子放到房市上的时候很快就有人来买。
The problem was they did not sign the contract.
这个问题就来了，他们虽然说要买，但是他们并没有签约。
So my son, thinking that this house was sold, went out and purchased another house in Trumbull.
所以他儿子就想，这个房子卖掉了，他就可以再买一个另外一个房子。
And it was contingent on the sale of theirs.
但是这个就困在那里了。
But the buyer of his house just refused to move forward.
这个买房的人呢，就是不要往前有进展。
So they were in a dilemma.
他们就困在那里。
And we couldn't figure out, Lord, this is a good thing for this family, for my son.
他们就想，这是一个好事吗？
And we asked God, Lord, would you deliver them?
他说，他们就向神祈求，求你救救我们。
And literally, in the last 24 hours, before this was supposed to take place, everything worked out.
奇妙的是在最后的24小时里他们把所有的事情都解决掉了。
They were able to sell their house and move to a new one in 24 hours.
他们在24小时内把房子卖掉了，然后也搬到了一个新的地方。
And we said, Lord, we want to give you praise. We could not have worked it out, but you did.
我们说，神啊，我们要赞美你，我们没有办法，但是你解决了这个问题。
If you find yourself in a Red Sea situation today, trust God's unique way of bringing victory.
如果你今天在红海境遇里，我们要相信神用他独特的方式来帮助我们。
Don't doubt it just because you can't figure out a way.
不要怀疑，并不能因为我们不知道如何解决就怀疑上帝。
That's rule number 8.
这是规则八。
Here's rule number 9. Faith encourages us to view our current crisis as an opportunity to build our trust in Him.
规则九就是信心将当前的危机视为信任神的机会。
You see there in verse 31, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in Him and His Moses, His servant.
在31节，以色列人看见埃及向法老耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
Now we don't always understand God's purposes in putting us into trials.
我们并不知道上帝为什么总是允许一些问题。
But the main purpose that He has of those trials in our life is to strengthen our faith.
但我们知道他打算用这些困难来提高我们的成熟度。
He intends that the trials of life would make us or make our faith strong.
这些困难将会加深我们的信心。
This is a dumbbell.
这是一个哑铃。
And the way that this works is that it exercises my muscle.
哑铃是来锻炼我的肌肉的。
Now when I do this for a long period of time,My muscle actually breaks down.
当我来举哑铃很长时间的时候，我的肌肉其实是被拉扯到了。
But after it breaks down and I give it rest, it grows back stronger.
然后我休息的时候，这个肌肉又恢复了，它变得更坚强了。
And when we enter the trials of our lives, they break us down.
当我们进入一些困难的时候，它也一样的
But when we come through that trial, God uses it to build us up.
当我们经过这些最终的时候呢，是这些困难是让我们变得更坚强。
So that's why we need to understand what faith is.
现在我们就来理解信心是什么。
As I said to the kids, a great way to remember it is frog.
就像我告诉这些孩子们的，很容易记得的就是这个青蛙这个词。
Fully relying on God.
就是完全的依靠神。
Faith is totally believing in what God promises, even when it appears impossible.
信心就是完全相信上帝的应许，即使看起来是不可能的。
We act in complete obedience simply because God says so.
我们完全顺服，单单因为神如此说。
John trusted me when we did that experiment.
这个卢俊弟兄信任我，当我们刚才在玩那个把戏的时候。
He saw me pour the water into that cup.
他看见了我在杯子里倒了水。
But he believed that I would not disappoint him.
但是他相信我不会来戏弄他。
And he actually ended up drier than me.
然后他其实比我的头发更干。
Many times God says, I want you to pour it out on your head.
很多时候上帝也会告诉我们你往自己头上浇水吧。
And we have our excuses for not believing him.
我们总是有一些借口并不去相信他。
But he says, trust me.
但是神说相信我。
When Jesus preached a sermon on the mount,
当耶稣在山上讲道的时候。
He said, if somebody strikes you on your cheek, turn your cheek and offer the other.
说有人若有人打你的左脸就把脸转过去由他打吧。
That's not natural.
这不是一个自然的事情。
That's supernatural.
这是超自然的事情。
God said that we are supposed to love our enemy and pray for them.
上帝告诉我们要爱我们的仇敌。
That's not natural.
那不是自然的。
That's supernatural.
那是超自然的。
But that's what God tells us to do.
这就是上帝告诉我们要做的事情。
And that's what faith is.
那就是信心。
Three characteristics of faith.
信心的三个特征。
Faith is always based on the promises of God.
信心总是建立在神的应许之上。
God has given us over 7,000 promises that we can carry with us.
上帝已经告诉我们有7,000多个应许。
Do you believe the promises of God?
你相信这些应许吗？
When we believe them, it makes a difference in our lives.
当我们相信的时候，就带来了我们生活中的改变。
Faith also has a cumulative quality to it.
信心也是可以积攒的。
If you want to have muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
如果你想要他这样的肌肉
，you have to work out with more weight than this.
你需要一个更大的哑铃。
But when you work out With a lot of weight, it produces a lot of muscle.
当你用更重的哑铃的时候，你就产生了更强壮的肌肉。
And when you go through life with a lot of faith, it produces a lot of peace in your life.
当你用信心来经历生活的时候，你的内心就有更多的平安。
So we need to work our faith out every day.
我们就需要在每天来操练我们的信心。
And faith always requires risk.
第三个，信心总是需要冒险。
If you're asking God every day, "Oh Lord, give me a nice day."
如果你每天向神的这个祷告就是给我一个美好的一天。
Lord, give me an easy life.
给我一个容易的日子。
What you're saying is, I don't want my faith to grow.
你正说的就是我不想增长我的信心。
Don't ask for comfort.
不要来寻求安逸。
Don't ask for ease.
不要来找简单的事情。
Ask for greater faith.
找更大更难的信心。
And when God honors that, He will give you a trial that will break it down, that will build up your faith, so you'll be a more mature Christian on the other side.
当神应许你的时候，他会给你一个更大的试炼，让你来建立你的信心。
I became a Christian in 1973.
我成为基督徒是1973年。
And one of the first things that I did was I took a camping trip with six other guys.
当时我们去一个地方露营，和六个人一起。
It was the woods in Pennsylvania where we took a 6-mile hike.
那是一个森林，在波克诺山。
And I had borrowed my father's station wagon, and I had the key, a green key, in my pocket.
我当时借了我爸爸的这个车，然后我的钥匙在我的兜里。
And we walked 6 miles to a campsite deep into the woods.
然后我们在这个山林里走了6个 mile.
And there I discovered I had lost the key.
然后我发现我裤兜里的这个钥匙丢了。
Now what are we going to do?
现在我们该怎么办呢？
Well, I had just become a Christian. I said, well, guys, we need to pray about this.
因为我当时刚刚成为基督徒，我就说，那我们来一起祷告吧。
God can help us.
上帝会帮助我们的。
So we got the six guys and we got down in a circle on our knees and we said, Lord, we need a miracle.
然后我们六个人一起祷告说，我们需要一个奇迹。
We need to find this key or else I don't know how we're going to get home.
我们需要找到这个钥匙，不然我们就回不了家了。
So the next morning we had our breakfast, we prayed again.
第二天早上我们吃了早饭，然后我们又开始祷告。
And we started walking out of the woods.
然后我们开始往森林外走。
And the whole time I was praying, oh Lord, we need a miracle.
我当时一直在祷告，说神啊，我们需要一个奇迹。
Well, about 3 miles into our way back, we remembered a spot where we had taken a break.
当我们走了3个 mile 的时候，我们就停下来休息一会儿。
We said, guys, let's look in this area.
然后我们说，让我们来看看这里吧。
And there in grass that was at least 6 to 8 inches high, we found the key.
那里的草很高，但是我们还是找到了钥匙。
And we all started dancing.
然后我们就开始跳舞。
And praising God.
赞美神。
If anyone had seen us in the woods, they thought we were crazy.
如果当时有人看见我们，就一定觉得我们是疯了。
But we were so excited that God had answered our prayers.
我们是那么的兴奋，因为上帝回答了我们祷告。
And losing that key was an opportunity for us to trust Him.
因为丢了钥匙，就帮助我们更多的信靠神。
Whatever Red Sea situation you're in right now, it's an opportunity for you to trust God.
无论你现在处于什么样的红海境遇里，这都是一个你来相信神的机会。
Let's go on to our last rule, and that is faith requires that we not neglect praising God.
让我们进入到规则十，信心就是不能忽视赞美神。
Says then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted.
摩西向耶和华唱歌，说我要向耶和华歌唱，因为他大大赞赏。
Sunday is supposed to be a great day of celebration.
星期日是一个欢庆的一天。
Because churches gather all over the United States to worship and enjoy the Lord.
因为美国所有的教会都在星期日这一天敬拜上帝。
But I have a feeling we're not the greatest celebrators on Sunday.
但是我觉得我们不是最棒的庆祝者。
The greatest celebrators on Sunday are football players.
星期天最棒的庆祝者是这些足球。
They score a touchdown and then they start dancing and they have all these things that they start. They have a party in the end zone.
当他们得分的时候，他们就开始跳舞，然后他们有一个派对。
And I say, you're having a party because you scored a touchdown?
然后我说，你们在有一个派对是因为你们得分了吗？
We the followers of Jesus Christ should have great parties because of the salvation that's been provided to us.
我们作为基督的跟随者，我们应该有更大的一个派对，是因为神已经向我们施行了救恩。
Every Sunday, a party should break out in the church because what God has done and the gospel has changed us.
我们每周日应该来教会来开 party，因为，上帝已经救赎了我们。
What happened here was the Israelites crossed over to the other side, saw the water come in, and there was silence for a moment.
那我们再来想想他们的境况吧。当他们祷告的时候，这个水就分开了。
But then a great party broke out, and a great song of praise and thanksgiving went up to heaven.
然后他们的赞美之声就到达了天堂。
Let me ask you a question about last week.
让我们问一个关于上一周的问题。
How much praise and worship was in your life over 7 days of last week?
在过去的一周里，你对神有多少的敬拜和赞美？
It is so easy for us to neglect and get out of the habit of worshiping and praising God.
是那么的容易让我们忘记来赞美神。
So let me give you some suggestions for not forgetting praise.
让我来给你一些不要忘记赞美神的建议。
Start every day with praise.
每日当以赞美开启新的一天。
You know what the Jews do every morning when they wake up?
当犹太人每天早上醒来的时候。
They would offer praise before they get out of bed.
他们开始赞美神在他们起床以前。
They would just sit and say, Lord, I'm grateful for another day of life.
他们就是说，神啊，感谢你又赐给我们新的一天。
I'm grateful for a house that I live in.
我们感谢你给我们一个房子住。
I'm grateful for the salvation and eternal life that you've given to me.
谢谢你给我们的救恩和永恒的生命。
That's how we should start our day.
这就是我们应该如何来开启我们的一天。
One practice that I have started recently.
我最近开始的一个
I found a hymn book.
他找到了一个赞美诗的书。
Churches don't use these anymore.
教会不再用这些书了。
But I had one in my study.
然后牧师有一本。
And I've started to sing some of the great hymns of the church.
然后牧师开始唱这些诗。
And maybe you can find an old hymn book too.
或许你也可以找一本老的赞美诗的书。
And take it home and put it right aside of your Bible.
然后放在你的圣经旁边。
And in the morning after you read God's word, sing a song of praise to our God.
早上当你读完经了以后，向神唱一首歌来赞美他。
Praise Him for everything.
为凡事都要赞美神。
The big thing is finding a key in the woods.
像找到一个钥匙这样大的事情。
But the little things of just answered prayer for simple protection as you travel from one place to another.
但是比较小的事情，比如说我们平安到达了一个地方。
Many of you know that I do a lot of cycling, biking exercising.
很多人知道我喜欢骑自行车。
Every time before we go on a bike ride, we pray.
每一次我们在开始骑自行车之前，我们都祷告。
Every time when we get back from a bike ride, we pray.
每一次我们回来的时候，我们也祷告。
When I run, I pray.
当我跑步的时候，我祷告。
I pray with my wife in the morning and in the evening.
我跟我的太太在早上的时候来祷告，也在晚上祷告。
I pray over every meal.
我为所有的事情祷告。
I pray every time I sit down to my computer to write.
当我开始每次坐在电脑前开始写讲道的时候，我都祷告。
Develop this life of praise and prayer, and that will help you to become a worshiper.
我们在生活中更多的赞美和祷告会帮助我们成为一个更好的敬拜者。
And then praise Him publicly.
然后是当众的赞美神。
You know what I love about this church?
你知道我为什么喜欢这个教会吗？
You got three guys up here singing as loud as they can.
因为你们有三个人在前面带诗。
I just love that.
我非常喜欢。
Men praising the Lord, publicly praising the Lord.
有三个男人当众的来赞美神。
We need to have more of that public praise.
我们需要更多的当众的赞美神。
A situation happened in Acts 16.
在使徒行传十六章的时候。
A very unlikely place for praise to occur.
这是一个你很难想象会有赞美的地方。
The situation was that Paul and Silas were thrown into prison or into jail unjustly.
就是当保罗和希拉被不公正地关在监狱的时候。
All they did was they preached a sermon and they did a little counseling, and they were whipped and beaten and thrown into the slammer.
他们赶鬼，他们讲道，然后他们就被打了，又被关起来了。
Now, if that happened in our day,A lot of people would start crying, I'm a victim, I'm a victim.
这也发生在我们现在的时候，很多人都说我是受害者。
But Paul and Silas were victors.
保罗和希拉是这个胜利者。
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳 而听。
What a witness!
多美好的胜利呀、啊、
！Here they are in a Red Sea situation.
他们就在红海境遇中。
And what are they doing?
他们在做什么呢
？They're praising God.
他们在赞美神。
Their focus is totally on God.
他们的境况是非常的不公正的。
And that is a witness to everyone in that jail and everyone in that community.
他这样子也就到达了所有的囚犯、所有的人的耳中。
Why would we praise God?
为什么我们要赞美神呢？
Because we know that in every situation, He's going to have a unique way of using it.
因为我们知道神会使用所有的境况。
We know in every situation that's an opportunity for our muscles to grow.
因为在所有的情况中都是使我们肌肉增长的情况。
And every situation, either good or bad, is an opportunity to praise God.
无论是好的或者是坏的，我们都可以来赞美神。
Two men were on a pier.
有两个人站在这个码头。
And they were looking out in the ocean.
他们在看遥远的海边。
And one of the men said,I see a ship out there.
一个人说我看见一个船。
And the other man said, No way, there's no ship out there.
说不是的，没有，这里没有船。
And the man said, No, I see a ship out there.
他说我看见了。
And the other man said, I just had my eyes checked. I have 20/20 vision. There is no ship out there.
我刚刚做完了视力检查，我的视力很好，这里是没有船的。
The first man said, Yes, there is.
然后那个人说：“哦，是的，是有一个船的。”
I have binoculars.
我有一个望远镜。
There is a ship out there.
我的望远镜看到了有个船。
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
他说我非常肯定。
This is called faith binoculars.
望远镜，我们的信心就是一个望远镜。
We can see things that other people cannot see.
我们可以看到别人看不到的事情。
Because we have the faith binoculars.
因为我们有信心这个望远镜。
As you go through your Red Sea situation,
当我们经历红海境况的时候
,ask God for faith binoculars.
向神要这个信心的望远镜。
Lord, I pray for this congregation.
神啊，我们来祷告。
Most likely, there are several people here today that are in the midst of a great trial.
虽然我们有很多人处在这个红海境况中。
And I pray, Lord, that their faith would grow.
我来祷告神啊，他们的信心将会成长。
I pray that they'd be able to trust your promises.
我来祷告，我们将会相信你的应许。
I pray, Lord, that even in the midst of their trial, they would give you praise.
我来祷告，即便是在困难中，我们也要赞美你。
Lord, we trust you.
神啊，我们相信你。
We are fully relying on you.
我们完全的顺服你。
And we are asking, Lord, that as we go through these trials, you would give us faith binoculars.
神啊，我们来向你祈求，当我们经历这些困难的时候，求你给我们信心的望远镜。
To see what the world cannot see.
去看到世界上的人所看不到的。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，耶稣。
It's our greatest joy to follow you.
跟随你是我们极大的喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.